on FM, AM, online and digital radio.
This is Ian Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, the concern here is that individuals are signing up friends, family and otherwise in order to control the outcomes of selections at a ward level. But of course, at a ward level, that's kind of the level at which you have your local councillors. It's not just who gets selected as local councillors that's affected. It has a knock-on further up into the party and can even work to challenge the democratic processes that are going on at a constituency level and at a town level as well.
So there will be people listening going, oh, this doesn't affect me. But actually, it does, doesn't it? This is significant.
Well, the reality of politics in Luton in particular is that in many wards, you know, we take nothing for granted, but they've had historically a series of Labour councillors. So really what's going on in that process is you're selecting the people that are ultimately going to end up being your local councillor, involved in local democracy at the council level, and also making major decisions about budgets and otherwise, which is why it's such a concern.
Kelvin, who's benefiting from this?
Well, I suppose it's the individuals concerned. I've always operated on a basis of democracy. I mean, I'm in politics because I believe in certain things. And I stand on those beliefs and those principles and hope to be supported for that. But if people have got other motives, then obviously it's rather worrying, especially as we're supposed to be representing people. But this is, of course, isn't a new phenomenon in the party. I mean, if you go back 40 years, Islington North, there was an MP who was selected because he signed up hundreds of his mates. Eventually, my good friend Jeremy Corbyn beat him and became selected and became a proper Democratic MP, and he's been the MP for the last 30 years. So it's not a new phenomenon. And my personal view is that we've got to look at the party's rules to make sure we clean up this thing.
I was going to ask, is it illegal or is it just immoral?
Well, it's certainly not illegal. I mean, if it was illegal, obviously, there could be the law could be called in. I just think it's taking advantage of rather lax party rules, and I would want to see much tighter rules so that we make sure that the party selections are really democratic, and we get the best candidate for the local people as well as a good representative of the party.
Kevin, how has this affected you personally? You came close to losing your selection, didn't you?
Yeah, in the most recent trigger ballot process, it's whereby local party members try and decide who they want to be their candidate next time round. Slightly different if you're a sitting MP. I lost 3 out of my 7 branches. And I could have told you those 3 that I was going to lose probably a year or 2 years out, just purely by looking at the membership list. Mm. What you're seeing in some of those wards is people specifically being signed up with the motivation of affecting the outcome of selections, including my own. And actually, within that, you know, some incredible abuses, such as 14 people being signed up in one single day in one single ward. Across 3 wards in my seat across the town, there have been 17 of these occurrences where you've had more than 4 people signed up in a day, which is highly unusual activity, and a reason why the local officers have been trying to take action.
The reason I ask about that is because some people might sense a self-interest, a personal interest in you speaking out about this because you have been personally affected.
Well, I think it's right for people to speak out where they see wrongdoing. And it's, I have to say, you know, I was selected in 2010, my first job in politics, and seeing what's happened since that point, you know, essentially membership in my own party in that period of time has probably about doubled. Mm. To give you an idea of the scale of it, there's been one ward in the town where the membership's gone up to, say, 500 people. That's bigger than most constituency parties on their own. So this is a really extreme version of the thing that Kelvin's talking about, and it's right to speak out about it.